Hello, thank you for holding.
My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area.
Your phone went quiet. What's that? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I can't hear you very well.
Oh, how about now? Is this a little bit better?
That's better, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about that. So again, my name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. And Doug sent over some information just to catch me up to speed on the call a little bit here. So it seems like you got a lot for me to catch up on here. While I'm reading through this, did you have any questions for me regarding what we do, what's included, or how things work, or anything like that?
Well, basically, I haven't designed my website yet. I'm not really online besides through Angie's Lead. I have a little Facebook page. That's it.
Okay.
I'm not really sure how functional it'd be to sign on with anybody like you guys anyway. Want to explain that?
Sure thing, sure thing. So we're a premier Google Channel partner. We're the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO. Now, you mentioned that you have a Facebook page, you have also a listing with Angie's. That's great. You have a foot in the door. How is it working with Angie's? Let's start with that. I mean, are you doing like a pay per lead? Is it working? Talk to me a little bit there.
Mostly a bunch of fake leads with no actual person answering the phone once after they charge me
Yeah.
for it.
And you get charged regardless if even you talk to them or not, right? I hear this a lot.
I request credits on almost everything because
Okay.
almost everything is
Rightfully
a
so.
fake lead.
Yeah. Rightfully so. But that's a headache that you shouldn't have to go through either. So the difference between us and Angie's HomeAdvisor, I mean, they're both the same company now, right? So what they do is they're very open about saying this too. They actually buy most of their leads from Google. And let's say I'll give you a prime example of one thing that you already went through. Let's say a customer goes on Google, types in, you know, floor insulation near me, just as an example here. And it was 3 months ago. Well, they buy that lead, they sell it to you, several other companies that do exactly what you do in your area, and then everyone gets charged for it regardless if they talk to them or not. Plus, you're racing to call this customer down trying to earn their business. Let's say you get a hold of them. Sometimes, I'm not sure if you've been through this one here, where you get a hold of them, they say, "How'd you get my number? I'm not part of Angie's. This has been taken care of months ago." Click. You know what I mean? And you're still getting charged for that lead. With
Not
us,
yet, yeah.
okay, well, hopefully not ever, right? So with us, we don't have any of that. There's no middleman. There's no third party. It's right when the customer is looking for your services, you're there to capture them. They call you directly. So however you want to be contacted, whether it's through the phone, text, email, doesn't matter. We make sure that they contact you from there, just you, the customer. Now, I think you and I can both agree on this. It's a whole nother conversation with a customer when you're talking or calling them to ask them to buy your service rather than them calling you, asking you for to use your service. You know what I mean? So that's what this is. You no longer have to chase the customers down. They will chase you. And we're unlimited, so we don't charge per call, per click, job, lead, nothing like that. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like, price will always stay at a flat rate. Okay? Now, I do want to double down on this because if the calls are coming directly to you, we want to make sure they're quality calls, right? They're not going to be just ones wasting your time. So I see from the notes you're looking to target just the residential work within, you know, specific areas, Moontree, Littleton, Highland. Is that Highland or Highlands Ranch? Highlands Ranch, I'm assuming, right?
Highlands Ranch.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I'm very familiar with the area. So we want to make sure that if those are your areas, we highlight your business and your services in those areas so they find you when they need you. Now, we don't stop just by getting you on Google. Everyone tries to get on Google, right? Well, we make sure to funnel the traffic so you're on the first page because no one looks at the second or third page. I'll be real with you. So that's where 90% of the revenue is capitalized on. There are some customers, David, that look on Yelp. Some may look on, search on Bing or Yahoo. These directories are included in your package at no additional cost as well. My last thing I want to bring up to you that's, I think you're going to love the most though, is the Facebook. Are you getting any bites off of your Facebook right now?
No, not yet. It's pretty recent.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That's all right. Well, here's the thing. Being on Facebook, putting pictures on and stuff, that keeps up to date, that's great for your customers that are already customers. But how we're going to get new customers is through this way that we'll, this is, again, including your package, we use target marketing ads to pop up on the screen. The difference is, instead of shooting an ad out to anyone around your vicinity, we shoot it out to the people that are actually looking for your services but didn't call you. So if they go on Google and they type in any of your services and then they go on their Facebook, that's when your ad will pop up on their screen. And it's a click to call you directly. Yeah. So those are the highlights on there. And I know your question here kind of went on a rampage for you. Sorry about that. But that's the difference is on there. So if you're wanting to know a little bit more about it, I mean, I didn't get to go over everything that it includes, but I can go over pricing with you, see if it fits in the right ballpark for you and the budgeting. If it does, then we can discuss further. If not, no harm, no foul.
Sure. Yeah, it's interesting the flat rate as opposed to, you know, the targeted marketing with the points and the clicks. So.
Exactly.
Go ahead and tell me some prices.
Sure thing. So, again, the price will never change. Okay. You're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us month to month. No contracts. You're not married to us. With the promotional rate, it drops all the way down to $249 month to month. That's it. There's no setup fee, cancellation fees, and everything that we're talking about is all included in that package.
Awesome. Is there a way to pause advertising and not be charged for continuous months? Like if I book throughout the rest of the year by June, so I wouldn't want to really advertise, you know, until I can finish those jobs.
1,000% you can. Yes, sir. This is not our first rodeo, David. Yeah, we've been around for over 19 years, of course. We call it a seasonal hold. Please let us know at least three business days before your next billing cycle is due, though. Right? So today, hypothetically speaking, if you're joining with us today, today's the 15th. Every month on the 15th, it will only be $249. Three days beforehand, let's say you're like, John, I'm going on vacation, or I'm booked out for the whole year. I don't need this as of right now. We can turn it on later. Perfectly fine. Just let us know.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, sir.
How long can we hold that price for me to make a decision on it?
Well, I mean, I always feel like a pushy sales guy. Really, it's not a sales tactic. Like, in order to keep our partnership alive with Google, we have to abide by rules, one of which is we can only work with one company per industry, per area, period. I think that's good for you, too, because, I mean, you're already going through experience, you know, trying to fight for a customer because you're going against your competitors there, you know. With us, we give you our undivided attention. We want to make sure your success is our success. So you have to do well for us to keep your business going with us, right? The reason I bring that up is because it's not my job. It's Doug, the gentleman you spoke to earlier. It's his job to call out through the area to find that one company to work with. Once we do, we close it out. We move on either to the next category or to another type of area in different states. So,
sure. What's your business name again?
Yep. It's local, like local in the area, Splash. Like a splash of water, so local Splash.
All right, I got a call earlier from Town Square Interactive.
I heard of them, yep. Well, I don't know about Interactive, but I heard of Town Square before, yeah.
Yeah, probably the same thing.
Right.
basically offering the same thing, same ideas, so how does that compare with the different marketing services?
Sure, longevity and partnership. So everyone can claim that they're premier partners and everything like that. That's great. But if you look up our company right now, Premier Google Channel Partner, I don't know if you have yet, you'll see our performance or even our spend, our certifications through Google. We do everything by the book, right? The last thing you want is for things to go in very well, then all of a sudden you get flagged and taken off because someone else messed up on your account, right? Two,
sure.
We stood around for 19 years. Same name, never changed. And, I'm going to put it like this. I like the company the most myself, and I've been here for a while. because we're not perfect. And it's imperfectly perfect, right? Because, hey, no one's perfect, but we do strive for that perfection. You know, anytime that a customer has an issue or needs help, our communication's on point with that. Every team member here will know exactly how to help your account. You have a direct phone number that's voice activated. We make sure that you're able to track everything yourself and be, you know, we just want to make sure we communicate with you to keep this alive, to make sure it's working. So communication is huge.
What do you mean by direct phone number? What's that?
Yeah.
Would it be my own phone number or is it like some Google number and then it gets routed to me?
No. For customers, they talk to you directly, however you want to be contacted, whether your phone, text, email, or all three, doesn't matter. But for you to call us, we want to make sure we're working with you in a timely manner. So the number I'm calling on right now, you would have to go through a transfer, and all that stuff, right? But once you join with our family, we give you the 877 number. That one's for our customers mostly. So that way you could say, you call in that number and say, Facebook ads. Boom. There will be a person that's waiting for you Monday through Friday. They're open from, I believe, your time frame is mountain time. They're about an hour ahead. So from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, you'll always be able to have somebody to know exactly how to help you and what to do with the account.
Okay. So you do Facebook ads, and what other ads do you do at no extra cost?
Target marketing ads for Facebook, yes. Those are the only ad part. Everything else is all organic, right? So I don't know about you, but I skip through ads when I look on Google, so I think that's a good thing. We'll put you right in the local map section where everyone's looking. So right in the local map section's first page, along with your directories, Yelp, Yahoo, even Bing.
Okay, local maps directly like Apple Maps and Google Maps?
Right, exactly. Yes, sir.
Right, because it was wanting me to have a domain, I think, to even register on Apple Maps. I don't have one. So I listed myself there.
Talk to me a domain, like for your website. Do you have a website right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you been shopping around for a website? Or is it in the works? Or
in my last business, I designed their website using Wix.
Okay, yeah, I used Wix before, yeah.
So pretty easy to do, I just haven't gotten to it, haven't wanted to pay for their services yet. So all I really have is my Facebook page and a page on Angie right now.
Okay, how about this, David? If I tell you, because we usually charge extra for websites, and we're darn good at it, okay? If I told you, I'll throw in, personally here, a website included in your package at no additional cost, for the life of you being with us, you never have to pay for that website. Would you be willing to go ahead and move forward with that then?
Would it be my own URL or own domain? How would we handle that? Would I have to buy the domain every year and hosting fees?
Nope. Nothing like that. We buy it for you. It'll have nothing to do with local splash on that page anywhere. It won't say /, local splash or anything like that. It'll be the domain name for your business.
Would I be capable of editing it, or would I have to go through you guys to edit? How would that work?
Both. So, and I love the question. What we'll develop for you is a fully customizable tracking system called the dashboard. Everything is linked in there. That will be your next best friend. You'll be able to see the traffic going in and out of the website, keep track of your keywords on Google. You can change it out if you want to. And yes, you can edit your website. You can add pictures, videos, testimonials. But I'm going to put it like this too, David. I mean, I know you're pretty well diverse with developing websites, but if you're paying for a service for us to help you with it, utilize our team. That's what they're there for. But yes, you could do it yourself if you'd like. Yeah.
I know. And if we get that done the first month and you get all my leads for the year and then I turn it off for the year, how long can I turn off the services and still reactivate them?
However you want. Just make sure you communicate with
us. Website.
Yeah, and the website will always stay active, though. I don't want you to I don't think that would be a good idea to take the website completely down. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yeah, okay. As long as we're on the same page with that. Sorry, I'm not a person that's going
to
promise you moon stars and not deliver, you know? So.
Sure.
Okay. But yeah, we could do that. Yes, sir. And then websites we get done with, including with your, here, how about this? I'll break it down from the very beginning. first 5 to 7 days, we get all your tracking system, your dashboard, and all your directories completed already. That's how fast we move with that. For the Facebook business page, your ads on there, and the website, we get all that done within the first 7 to 14 days. And I see it done super fast. It's just, I like to give you average because you never know. Maybe you might not like the content. Maybe you want to change a picture or you want to change things up. We work with you to make that happen for you. Because the last thing you want is for us to develop a website for you, and it's just saying, here you go. We don't want that. We want to make sure it's tailored to your business to attract the customers you want to spend your time with.
Yeah. Rich homeowner, man. Why I want to change things, right?
Yeah. And that's where you're in a good spot there. You know, Highland Ranch, Littleton downtown, Moontree. I remember when Moontree wasn't around. It was just being developed.
So, definitely.
It's pretty well. Yeah. You got the right areas there. And Centennial is always growing. It's very tech savvy and things like that over there as well, too. So, and it's Colorado, let's be honest. I mean, like, everyone's moving down from Timbuktu.
So could you go over that again in 7 days? What happens in 7 to 14 Facebook ads?
Sure thing.
I didn't write it down to begin with.
No, you're good. You're good. So first 5 to 7 days, your tracking system and all of your directories are completed.
Tracking system being what?
Your dashboard. So that's your one that I was telling you is going to be your next best friend. You can track it on your phone, tablet, computer, laptop, whatever from there. But you'll see the calls coming through, their phone numbers, that we can call them back. You can edit your website through there. You can see your ads through there. I mean, everything.
Okay.
All right. Then the next part, from 7 to 14 days, and again, this is our average. I mean, we've done it super fast, but first 7 to 14 days, we get your Facebook business page developed, Facebook target marketing ads, and your website done.
Then I would have a domain and not have to pay a hosting fee every year. It would just be done with signing on with you guys.
Correct. This is me doing you a favor on the website, so I'm just letting you know that. So let's say, and I like to put myself in your shoes, you know what I mean, so I can look out for the customers as well, too. Let's say, for whatever reason, you decided to part ways. You love your website. Well, we want to make sure you're still in good standing regardless. So if you decide to part ways and you want the website or the domain, you could buy it off for $99. It's yours. Okay? So I just want to make sure you understand that for the life of you being with us, though, save that money. You don't pay for nothing. We don't plan on this failing or you not doing well. We plan on succeeding and making sure that you don't have to pay for that, though. Okay?
All right, so you could design the website with as much input and pictures I can supply, right, basically?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Or
yeah, if you need pictures, we can put them up there. But, again, our team – so let's say you start with us now, right? I can set up a tech team to introduce themselves to you tomorrow, and they'll go over the website with you and say, hey, listen, if you need pictures, we can put them up. This is how you can add some or take things off. If you need our help, here's the number to contact us directly.
Right. Does that connect me with Google or Local Splash?
Whichever team that you – because it's voice activated, right? Let's say you want to talk to somebody for your Google Business Profile, and you say Google Business Profile, and there will be a team available just for that. But I'm going to tell you right now, every single person in this department knows a little bit about everything. So – for example, if you said, I need to talk to somebody about my website. Okay. Somebody talks to you about the website, and you're like, hey, listen, I want to add this new promotion. They'll see that, and they'll be like, okay, you know, these keywords might help out for your Facebook ad, too, so that way it can link better. Would you like to do that? Just give me an example so that way you know how knowledgeable they really are with everything.
So how long can I pause my business advertising for – or whatever the $250 a month is, and still start it back up?
I mean, well, talk to me. How long are you trying to pause it for? I mean, if you're trying to pause it for 5 years, then I'm going to say don't do that.
No, I mean, it's like, I don't know, right? Business kicks off and I'm booked for the year, or I get a team of 5 guys, 10 guys, whatever. Half of them quit and go do something else. Then I'm overloaded and swamped and double booked, right?
Yeah. So, got it. Okay. Well, in that case, I mean, here's the thing.
Advertising to looking for hire people, right?
Right. And that's funny you mention that, because this helps with that too. Right? Think about it. If I'm a person that's in that field and I'm looking for a company that might be hiring, I'm going to say, let's Google it. You know what I mean? So it could help with that too. Never know. But jokes aside here, we call it a seasonal hold. So I think that's more than enough time to get back on the feet. If someone or employees quit, you need to come back on there on the ball game again. Or if you got too busy, you know, shut it off a little bit. You know, it's a seasonal hold, so you can do the whole season.
So is that like a month or 6 months or like 1 year at a time, or what does that count?
I wouldn't say don't do it for a year at a time. I don't think we'll be able to allow that part, a year, but a couple months, then that's fine. As long as, again, please let us know beforehand so you're not being charged and call in to do that. I mean, there's so much that you can do on your account through your dashboard, but for something serious like that, we want to make sure we're in communication with you on that.
Right, so the website would stay active, but targeted marketing ads would pause, right?
Correct,
the only thing that would pause, Apple listing, Google, all that would still be there. So
everything will still be there. The difference is we won't be highlighting those keywords until you're ready again, right? So when you say, all right, guys, I'm ready to rock and roll again, I would always suggest you to do it about 30 days before when you want it to actually start working very hot and working well, so that way they can get back on the game for it.
For a payable search engine to put me at the top is basically the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Like,
that's it.
I'll still be on there. It could be page 5 or 10 or whatever. But
right.
You guys bring me to the top is basically what you're saying. All right.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Now, I think we covered all bases here.
Give it a shot.
Yeah. All
right. I know, right? I've taken half.
No, I love it. That just I'm going to be real with you on this, David. That tells me you're going to do very well with this, because if you're on top of your A game, you're writing it down, that shows me how much you care about your business. And I'm assuming that's already shows me how much you care about your customers too. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that, and that's the type of company we want to work with. So hands down. That's why I even told you, I was like, you know what? I'll help you out, man. We'll throw in this website here. That's why I believe that much. So,
yeah, I'm
David,
working on my first bid for a non-family member right now when you called, so.
Oh, what?
Exciting. Working on my first actual bid for a non-family member.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah, fixed her adjustable base bed when I was there looking at it. Like, yeah, sure, you missed the pin. Here you go. So it worked out well.
All right, nice. All right, dude. So, again, we're going to do this by the books. Okay, so the first couple, anything that goes for Google, I'm going to let you know. And then I already told you the whole process. So when it gets to that point where we're going to do the recording part, I will let you know beforehand, okay? So very first thing is, David, how do you spell your last name?
W-A-L-L-A-C-E.
Okay. There you go. That makes sense with the business name. Now, even after payment here today, David, I want to make sure I'm on the phone with you so you can see your invoice through text and email, okay? What's the best email I can send the invoice to, though?
Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, 48813@hotmail.com.
@hotmail.com. I haven't heard that in a little bit. All right. Perfect. And
it's an old one.
All right. I won't let that one down, man. No, I'm kidding. Now, the phone number we're talking to you on right now, ending with the 9099, is that the best number for us to contact you in case we need to go over any promotions or anything like that?
Yes, it is. What more promotions would you have?
No, I mean, like, let's say you have a promotion and we need to talk to you about, you know, editing and things like that. Yeah, yeah. Now, is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you want your customers to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
Yeah, this number. I don't have an office or anything. So.
Okay. I always have to ask. You never know. Now, this next part is for Google, so I have to make sure it's on point. have the business name as Walt, well, your last name, but it's, it has a dash in between the, okay, I'll just spell it out. W-A-L-L dash, and the ACE is all capitalized. Is that right?
If it matters, yep.
It does matter. Thank you. Yeah, it does look good like that, and it's catchy. So, and we want to keep everything consistent throughout the web for you. It's kind of like McDonald's, right? You hear about McDonald's, you know what color they are, you think you can see the arch. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's important.
Yep.
Okay, so we got Wallace, the and symbol, Flooring, LLC. Is that correct?
Yep, that's the official business.
Okay. And then this next part is optional. You do not have to showcase your actual physical address to the public, but Google does require to get you verified an actual address to get verification through. I do have an address on a file here. I don't know if it's a correct one, so I want to confirm. I got 1440 East Nichols Drive, Centennial, Colorado, obviously, 80122. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And right in the area I want to work, so.
Beautiful.
Put it on Bing or Apple or Google, whatever.
All right.
I mean,
so do you want to showcase
my home dash for it? But
right. So I'll put in here before I forget too. Let me actually put that big stars around this. do not show physical address.
Okay. I mean, I kind of want to advertise around the area that hey, I'm right here, but.
And we could do that. Yeah, we could put in just say Centennial area, like, you know what I mean, or however we want from there. But I definitely don't want people going up to your showing up to your house, so that's important.
Right, or they might think it's a business and drive up like, hey, it's a bunch of townhouses.
Right. They're like, what is this? And you're probably like, who are you?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily care right now, trying to drive in the business, but
still, you never know. There's crazy people out there.
There are.
Now,
yeah.
David, I want to.
Almost the time, yeah.
Oh yeah, no.
There's
an empty thank you.
Lot just outside my townhouse. Hey, I could list there, but.
Throw the other guy under
the
bus,
right?
right. All right, partner. So, David,
I had
the next.
I an auntie leave that led me to a police station earlier today.
Really, today? Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, it was a lead yesterday on Valentine's Day, but I didn't, I went to the address today.
Okay.
So.
But it was a police station.
Yeah, or like, it was like where they have all the offices for the officers, not the actual jail, but.
Okay, yeah, I hear you. Wow, that's crazy, man. All right.
Yep.
Now, David, I mentioned that we're going to have our team introduce themselves to you. Go over your website, how you want it developed, how you want it to look, things like that. I promise you this, that we can get it set up as early as tomorrow. I can keep that, I promise. So what time would work better for you, morning or evening?
Tomorrow's Friday. Mm-hmm. Let me double check my schedule.
Okay.
Right, I mean, just the cost for domain and everything is reasonable for at least 1 month.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, you're definitely having a huge savings with this. Seriously. And then I like the most is that, again, like I mentioned, putting myself in your shoes. Hey, what happens after? I want to make sure I'm very transparent with you about that process and how, what you can do, you know, so.
Okay. Yeah, on the 16th, say 10 a.m. sounds good. 9 a.m. is fine. My girls are out of school, so I'll be busy with them, but. Should be able to take some calls.
All right. I have an opening right at actually both. How about this? I'll put it for 10 to 11. If it goes too long or if you ever need to reschedule, again, communication is the name of the game here, okay? Just let them know that you have to accommodate for that, okay? So let me go ahead and
enough for now. Let's continue later, huh? Yeah.
Exactly. You could do that. Seriously, yeah. Hey, we want to make sure because you're working. You know what I mean? We understand that. We got to respect that. So. Now, I'm going to send you an email. It's going to come from mine, so that way you have a second form of contact for me. It's going to come from JSEO at localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it. And I'm going to put a reminder for our team right now.
So where are you from? Where are you calling me from?
Okay, so I still have family out there in Colorado. Like, I used to live in, I used to live everywhere in Colorado. My house was in Arvada. I went to school at Green Mountain High. but I moved recently to Pennsylvania, actually, because, we had my firstborn, and, we wanted to be a little closer to some family over here. So, pretty cool.
Right on. All right. There's big URLs, view all guest info, reply for a yes and a no.
What am I going to hit yes. All you're going to do is hit yes on there. Nothing further than that, though, okay? And then I'll put this here, too.
I'm not familiar with Green Mountain High, but... okay, so, sorry, I'm not sure on this. Do I hit the URL below yes or above it?
That's a good question. Try either one of them. I'll probably see it, though. So.
All right, one's a reply for and one's a yes. So I'll hit
yeah, hit the yes.
Why not?
Yeah, let's see. Why not? I got it. Perfect. Right, that's the right
calendar.
One. Yep.
All right, just schedule me for the meeting, basically?
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is.
Do they call on me or is this...
They will be calling you, yeah.
FaceTime or... Okay.
Yeah, no, it's just regular calls. You don't even have to be in front of your computer. But I would suggest if you have pictures and stuff for them, for their website, the more the merrier, you know. So if you can, great. If not, no worries.
Cool. Right. I just went to my old business and brought a big old flash drive. Wanted to get all my last phone's data off of it from when I did the last couple of remodels.
Oh, really? Well, she got a bunch of pictures and stuff then.
Right. Well, I couldn't figure out how to access my old iPhone photos, but at least I saved enough that I text to myself. So
smart.
I have those. Couple
not a bad idea. Huh. That's not a bad idea at all. I didn't even think about it. I just blew my mind right now. All right. Sorry. I had a recent thing with when I got my new phone and everything. Like, I tried to email it and all that stuff, and files were too. It was just a catastrophe, and I was like, you know what, just screw it, just give me the new phone, I'm getting out of here. but anyways,
I had to downsize memory because they went cheap, but oh well.
Yeah,
really, my boss went cheap.
Well, hey, I mean, it's like a mini computer anyway. Plug it into your computer, save it that way, you know. That's why I'm like, you know what, why should I have done that? But all right, these next parts are all for Google.
Saves, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So David, these next parts are all for Google. Now you're not married to it. Anytime you want to modify it, you can. Okay. Just letting you know. But for now, hours of operations. How would you like to be shown on Google for your customers?
Call it 9 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. 5 it is. And would you like them to contact you by a phone call only, text, email as well or no?
Calls and texts are best. Email.
Okay.
I don't check every day, right?
I don't either.
I'm not the office guy anymore. Yeah. Well, I am, but hey.
Yes, sir. All right.
Slow
now.
Office. Yeah.
Right. Now, also, David, for your areas, like I said, this can go actually out 50 miles any direction if you really wanted to. But you can, it's all inclusive. I already put in your main areas here, of course, Centennial, Highlands Ranch, Littleton, we got Moontree. Is there any other areas you want to hit?
I'd rather keep it at a 5-mile radius right now.
Yeah, that's okay. That's perfectly fine. I'll just leave these ones, the highlights here, and we can exclude everything else for now. And hey, if it's doing very well for you, why not, man? Stay close. Don't talk to me about gas prices, you know? So.
Yeah. I've had to drive an hour every day for 11 years to both ways, you know? So.
No, thank you.
Tired of driving.
Yeah.
You probably have that same thing in Pennsylvania, but.
Oh, yes. Don't get me started with that. That was a culture shock for me. Straight up. Seriously.
Now.
I have to drive an hour just to go to a Dunkin'. But anyways,
right.
Now I'm putting in notes right now to make sure the website is completely on the house. Okay, good. All right, next part. How do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only? Do you do Zelle, credit card, check, Venmo?
We don't have a credit card machine yet.
Okay.
Bet you guys can help me with that, huh?
No. We're one stop shop, man, but not everything.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I don't do credit card.
Okay. That's
cash,
right.
Venmo, Zelle. You can do all that.
All right. Sounds good. On the website, let you know here, we're not affiliated with any of these guys to collect payments or anything like that, but you do have an option to put PayPal on there. Of course, you do your charges with PayPal or whatever, but if a customer pays online on your website, it goes directly to you. We don't have no affiliation, but it is an option, just to let you know. So that way, if you want someone to, you know, set up or pay ahead, then there you go. That's another way to do that for you. Okay.
My experience with PayPal is they take a percentage like credit cards do.
Yeah. Honestly, that's why I like Zelle the most, to be honest. But, hey, whatever.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah, on Venmo.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe Venmo charges you to tell them it's a business, but.
Exactly. Yeah, Zelle doesn't do it yet. They don't tax you on or anything, you know, or the transfers, okay. So. Now. For a Facebook business page, do you have a Facebook business page or no?
I do, yes.
You do?
Download the Facebook app and make a page. Pretty basic.
That's all right. At least you got something there, man. Let me see here.
Wall Ace and Flooring, yep. Oh, I didn't capitalize it, but on the Ace.
That's the easy fix, but all right. All right.
Do I give you guys access to it? How would that work?
Correct.
Prove
yeah.
What I already have, or does it become a new one?
Nope. If you want us to develop a new one, we could. But if you already have one, my suggestion, this is just from me, not from Local Splash, I would suggest to use that one that you have so you're not confusing your customers. And we would just need manager access, nothing on anything else than that. Okay.
Zero followers and zero likes. But is that guy tomorrow going to help me set that up, or?
Exactly, yeah. They're going to talk about all of this with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool, yeah.
And your business, is it licensed or insured?
I let my insurance lapse because it didn't have any customers.
Okay.
But I'm planning on getting it as soon as I have more.
Okay, in the works I'm putting in here.
All right. Cool, that works.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I need any licenses, even. I don't think I need to get a sales tax license eventually just to,
just
to actually close the sale, but.
Okay. Again, I just want to make sure, you know, because we do it by the book, we don't want to get flagged or anything like that, so just want to make sure you're all set, you know what I'm saying? If it's not necessary, then it's not necessary. You're all good. For some services, I'm putting you on the spot. I don't want to take too much of your time, but, you know, I just want to make sure when our tech team calls you tomorrow, they have something to work with to say, okay, we have the algorithms for this and that. Maybe you could use some suggestions. But give me some main
keywords,
services. Services. We'll come up with some keywords for you, but what's the main services you definitely always want to be found for?
Kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, LVP flooring. Handyman services. I don't know. That's broad, but
it's pretty broad, but it's all good.
Right? I mean, I went for the flooring job today and I'm gonna rebuild her a handy cable ramp so she doesn't fall off of it. She needs bigger edges on it. Like, sure. Yeah.
Nice, man. You know, it's gotta feel good too to help these customers out like that, you know? But anyways, all right. Now I did come across some other notes from Doug earlier. Do you do cabinets or paints or painting or anything like that too?
Cabinets, yes. Painting, yes. Right. Kitchen remodel should always have new cabinets. Same with the bathroom.
Sure,
right?
Sure. Yep. And now for your painting,
better have
do you
that
do
word in there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we will. And then for painting, do you want to put interior and exterior?
Yes, might as well.
Okay.
You need to buy a sprayer, but hey, that's Sherwin Williams keeps calling me. They want to offer me a low model. I want them to give me a better model for a better price. I don't know.
Hey, man, you get to land a big project there, you'll be able to do whatever you want from that point. You know what I'm saying? So, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, yep. Now, David, on the next part here is that voice verification where everything's recorded. I'm not taking a no for an answer, man. This is actually protecting you. So that's what it's actually made for. So I will ask a few questions in the beginning to get you verified. Try to answer as clearly as possible. And please, if you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. I want to make sure I attend to that. But before I even get that started, I want to give you our direct phone number here. So let me know when you're ready, and I can give you that number.
I'm ready.
All right. It's 877-635-6225.
Am I ever going to work with you again, or you just closed deals?
Well, my job here is to make sure that I find the right package that's not going to bleed out money, to make sure it saves you money, because that's just as important as making money, right? But also to make sure I'm attending to every need, so that way it's going to work very well for you, right? So that way you stick with us for a long time. That's pretty much my job.
Sure.
I mean,
if
I graduated
money
with a computer.
Again, hey, I'd appreciate it.
Honestly, how about this? Once it does work very well, you're satisfied and everything's going very good for you. If you wanted to upgrade your package at any time, let me know. I can apply the same promotional rate to those other packages. You'll never pay the normal cost. If you love this package, but you're like, John, I am going to be sticking with you guys for a very long time, man. What else can you do for me? We can talk about doing like some kind of contract. We usually don't do that, but for a longevity of customers, we could. And that'll actually technically bring your monthly cost a lot further down too. So let's say if you were deciding to do like pay up front for, I don't know, 3 months or 6 months or a year term, we can knock off more money off that. So that way you're saving more money too. You're committed to us. We're committed to you, you know? So yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And okay, partner. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the record here and we get it started. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wall, Ace, and Flooring.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
David Wallace, owner.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right? All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that part right there for a second. David, it's very important to both of us here, everyone here, that we keep everything very confidential. So after this recording, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in from here on, we will only ask that security question. We will never give out that answer. That way, you know you're talking to us. We know we're talking to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, man. I just want to make sure you're not falling for traps, because I have heard some customers say, hey, I thought I'd talk to you, and I don't want you giving out information to the wrong people. Okay? I'm going to continue here. Here we go. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
No worries. I was like, there's hesitation. I'm going to make sure I address this as well, too. So pretty much it's two things. One, very first, most important, we can't read your mind, man. If you need a new promotion or add a picture on your website and you help with that, let us know. We'll be happy to do that for you. Two, if you have somebody else helping you with your Facebook or something like that, we need to be aware of that so that way we're not thinking we're messing something up on our end. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So if I go to like Floor and Decor uses a different company than Angie Lee, but
right.
I haven't reached out to them at all. Do I need to tell you that I'm trying to work with them too, or tell you I'm working with Angie's back.
Yeah, and we're,
I don't know what.
Yeah. And I already know what Angie's is capable of and doing and not doing, so I'm pretty sure that's not going to mess things up over here on our end here. Okay. All right, I'll continue. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on February 15th in a non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 15th of each month in the same amount of $249. So it's recurring. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
How long was I able to pause things for?
Seasonal hold, sir. So you can go at a season at a time, but please let us know. Like I said, 3 days before your next billing cycle is due.
So?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Perfect. And I'm glad we got this on recording too, so don't worry. As promised though, so I'm going to put that pricing in there so you're protected though. Now, I joke around about this part a lot, but I've actually seen someone get locked out of their own account. Please don't forget your own answer, okay? you can make up anything you want, but don't forget it. So we have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And again, this will never change. So what would that answer be?
Kator. K-E-A-T-O-R.
Okay. I don't know why my thing is... There we go. I'm so sorry. Let's try that one more time. I'm sorry.
Kator?
Uh-huh.
Should I spell it?
Yes, please. Yes, please. Just in case.
K-E-A-T-O-R.
Okay, there you go. I don't know why that was not working for me, but okay.
If somebody read it, they'd read it Keter.
Right,
Keter,
exactly.
So.
Yep. All right, cool. Now, again, please do not, like, say, hey, what's my mother's maiden name when you talk to the our team? If they're not knowing anything about the security question and you have a red flag, hang up the phone, call the 877 number. They will ask that security question, okay? And then...
Yep.
On the card that we're using today, we're in the last part here. Is it just a first and last name or a middle initial as well?
First and last, David Wallace.
All right. I'm assuming it's the same billing address, right? The 1140?
1440.
Oh, 1440. Yep. And then
yep.
For the payment method, what kind of payment method are we using? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. Now, for security purposes, David, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5424-1812-6658-2266.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
05 of 27.
Okay. Got it. And last but not least, the security code.
770.
All right. Now, before I process any payment, now you know I'm not lying, man. You had a really nice promotional rate. I like to play safe than sorry. So I'm going to make sure I refresh the account on the system like 3 times, literally, because I want to keep it the same. It stays like that. Okay. All right. Perfect. Let me go ahead. I'm going to process the payment for only $249. David, stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure I keep to my last promise here so you can see your invoice through text and email. Whichever comes to you first, though, let me know so that I can direct you to see everything in the breakdown, too, okay?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. All right, just went through on my side, so let me know when it comes to you. Sometimes if I refresh, it still goes a lot quicker there. Dave, you're still there with me, right?
Yeah, still here, refreshing my box. Don't have anything in there.
I was about to get worried, man. I'm like, I don't want him to think I took his money and left him. All right.
Okay. All right. Text came in.
Beautiful. Yeah, okay. Man,
thanks for joining Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice in the file.
There should be a spot.
To accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, there you go. Click that for me. In here is everything we discussed, plus those other short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to in the future. Anything with a like an Adderisk is part of your package. And there's the breakdown. If you go to Facebook ads, you can see that we put 100 of those dollars towards your Facebook ads, just like promised. Now, when it goes down to my site, I just
want
to let you know.
Hold on, I thought I got free Facebook ads. What do you mean $100 towards Facebook ads?
Yeah. Through out of your $249 month to month, we take 100 of those dollars and put it to your Facebook ads, as promised. So you don't pay extra. So you never have to worry about your ads. Or what your end of the month
automatic and free.
What do you mean, automatically right. And free?
I thought you said that ads were automatic unless I turned them off and that it didn't cost me anything for all the ads. I thought
no.
Ads charge you like per click or per use or something.
No. Yeah, you don't get charged per click, per nothing. This is already included for you, so you never have to worry about that. But for your whole account, let's say you want a seasonal hold for it, you won't pay anything. There's no $249. It's just zero for that time being.
Okay. Yeah.
Dad
during that time too. Sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, sir. But your Facebook
page
will still be there.
Charge me if I contacted them directly or what?
Normally,
or you guys get a discount with Google.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a little bit of a discount, but at the same time, if you did it through Facebook, they only allow like an ad in a specific vicinity, so it's not a target marketing ad. It's just a regular ad shooting in the dark. That's the difference on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry for confusion.
Yep. URLs or whatever IP addresses for the local area.
Pretty much.
Something. Okay.
And then anything to do with website, you do not have to pay a dime. You will see a My Site on there as well. That's not the type of website that you have because you don't need an extravagant website with e-commerce or anything like that. So that is out the door for you, okay?
So you guys don't list me on Apple Maps, just the search engine?
No.
Or
this works on all Apple products and everything. Google Maps, Apple Maps, yes, sir. All of that.
I just see company creates also include the following popular directories, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook.
Yes, sir.
But he didn't say, I don't know if directories count as like a search on a map or how that
It'll be both. Yeah, so let's say if I'm on my phone and I type in. Yeah, exactly. Yep. You're already on the same page with me on that.
Handyman on the Apple page or the Google page or whatever, they'll find me.
You got it. Yes, sir.
To them. All right. Search 100%. Near me, right? Okay. Great.
Yeah, nearby, near me, things like that.
Instead of being on Google. Okay.
Google,
so
all these directories.
Apple listed as one of them.
Apple products is all inclusive with this as well, too, except for voice, what's it called? Voice Alexa. We recently took that out as protection for the customers, actually. And the reason for that is because it started bringing a lot of more spam and robocalls, actually. So, you know what I told you in the beginning of this call? It's very important we have quality calls rather than ones that are a waste of time. That's time wasted. So we took that out. When you talk to our technician team tomorrow, if there's specific directories that you would like to really have, let them know. They may be able to work with you on that. It's not up to me on that part. It'll be up to them on there. Sometimes some customers say, hey, John, Yellow Pages work very well for me. Everyone uses it for my services. The Yellow Pages usually bring spam robocalls too, so we try to take that out or try to convince you not to do it. But hey, if you really want it that bad and it's in the area, then perfectly fine, you know.
All right. Here I'm reading upon the website support, hosting, and maintenance.
Yeah, that's for the My Site. That's not attained to you whatsoever. So your website is going to be nothing to do with e-commerce, right? You're not selling any products on your website, correct? or are trying to.
Right. I just saw a dollar amount in it of $375 per each occurrence.
Yeah, that's for my sites. That's not your website, sir.
Talking about website hosting and maintenance fees, whereas you guys said you're going to have a website for me, right? And host it with no cost.
Yes, correct.
Talking if I don't pay for 6 months in a row, it sounds like I get a big fee plus hosting fees and other
things.
No, man.
That's for our my site. So here, I'll show you even to prove it.
All right, maybe I missed a... Okay, my site, custom website. What's the difference
between
website activity and that?
So a my site is the extravagant one. Normally our my sites cost about $2,500 at the minimum as a one-time fee. The website we're doing for you is sometimes a little simplistic, it's a little bit better, right? It's still darn good. So let me show you one here. Give me one second. I'm going to text you like a demo of a web page that we can develop for you, okay? So give me one moment.
Okay. Right. It's not like a floor and decor website selling thousands of products, that kind of idea.
Exactly. Like, we're not trying to get something crazy. You don't need that. You know what I mean? So that's why I say, hey, man, I want to make sure you're taking care of this. So here. Here's a little demo. And it's automatic for every platform, too, by the way, when we develop websites for you, regardless of what type of website we develop for you. So if you look at it on your phone, it'll automatically adjust to a phone or a tablet or a laptop or computer.
So the client may request ownership of the Facebook business page so I can give you guys managerial stuff and then I can't change it, or I still can, or how does that work?
We would need manager access, so you should be able to still be able to change things up on your Facebook page. I'm going to say just use our team to do that, though. But, yeah, that's your page. If you have it developed already, which you do, then we're just going to need access so that way we can keep it up to date with the ads. That's it.
Okay. Is there a way to pause Facebook ads and get a discount? If you said $100 to go straight to Facebook every month.
No, man. So that's a thing that I put in here for you so that way you get more bang for your buck. I'm going to be really honest with you. This package with this promotional rate is normally just that without the Facebook ads. So if you took it off, it would still be $249, right? But I'd rather your money go towards something that's going to help you rather than just taking it all in and having the same less for you. So that's just another thing we're here to help you with. So.
I'm still reading all the stuff on this big thing. I only have like four lines I can read. And the rest is the mobile phone, I agree thing.
Well, no, take your time. I promise you I'm going to be here with you, man. So that's what I'm here for. So you can take your time. You have more questions, you ask away. That's what I'm here for. But once you notice that everything is in there for you, yep, there's two checkboxes that everyone misses because it's so darn small, but you click them and then you're going to type in your name. Just like it shows on the card. And that's all we need to do here. All
right.
But again, take your time.
Are there any hidden fees? I keep reading stuff. There's a 99 fee for initial transfer or something.
No.
No.
And that's why that protection is for that voice verification that we did there for you too. That is your fee. $249 month to month. Nothing else.
Okay, there it is, finally, $249. There I am, local bundle, Facebook ads, local bundle, Facebook ads, seasonal hold.
There you go. And again, make sure you let us know 3 days before, okay? You don't want to be charged for that month.
coming to a seasonal hold, but keep Google ads and Facebook ads as additional fees?
No, no additional fees.
But